We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Total Celebrity segment and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome to the show. And I mean, she's a jack of all trades, an actor. She's not just an actor, a TV host, a po former podcaster, everything. Demetria Oberle. Obler. How are you, Dimitri? Thanks, Demetria. How are you?
I'm doing amazing, Neil. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I mean, you caught me at the right time. We've got a busy production week, lots going on at Revolt. So I'm happy to get into it whenever
All
you
right, so let's just jump into it, Demetria, and basically look at specifically enough. When you started in the broadcasting business, what was the thing that really motivated you to do it?
want. Oh, man. I set my mind to something and then I go. I looked at a lot of the people who are doing things that I want to do one day, and that kind of helped me create this blueprint for my path. So I went to KU, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. All right, looking good on the football field too. What's that about? We're usually just
That's
a basketball
surprising.
school. I love it. Hey man, don't bet against us. This is our year. So yeah, just started off doing that. From there, started working in Kansas City as a traffic reporter and then built my way up the ranks, taking all sorts of risks, but they have paid off. So don't count me out. We're going to keep climbing.
So, isn't it interesting when you see people in the local broadcasting area, how they expand their brand? How did you do it to kind of get out of your acting, you're with Revolt, all these different things, but it didn't just happen overnight. You had to take risks. So explain to those.
No, a lot of people don't know that. I mean, I've been at this for almost a decade now. I was working at the KUJH TV TV station when I was in school, and you earn a voice in the media. And with that, I think comes an audience as people become more familiar with you. But you don't automatically get to have an opinion starting your way, as a fresh young journalist, right? You have to earn that credibility. And I was able to do that. And I feel like my big moment really happened in Dallas that kind of catapulted my career when a viewer tried to body shame me. This happened back in 2017, and people got to hear me and experience who I am as an individual. And I feel like that drew in a larger audience. I mean, it was a huge global viral moment. And, a lot of people stood with me. And from there, I do my best not to disappoint my audience and always give them the truest version of me, Demetria Obelor. And I speak on social issues. And I think people have appreciated that and also known that with my platform, even if you don't agree with me, you can come and you can have this forum where we can discuss serious issues that affect all of us and also some lighthearted ones as well.
So you kind of, from that experience, decided to build the brand even more. Well, a lot of local broadcasters don't do that. And that took risk too, right? After you went viral, that took risk to say, I'm going to try this and continue to move forward, as you talked about doing the podcast and all these different things kind of
You think
catapulted you to Revolt, right?
I mean, Neil, you got to keep building that brand, building that audience, right? And just giving, I mean, people everything. And for me, I like to say that I have hoop dreams. I'm not much of an athlete, but a mental one, definitely. I was in debate club in high school. But no, I had big, big dreams for myself and big expectations. And you're going to hear a lot of no's along the way, but you got to keep planting those seeds out. And sure enough, one of them will sprout up one day. And that's definitely what happened for me at Revolt and Sporting News 7. I mean, the pandemic was like really, really rough for me. I had taken a, this opportunity to branch out from news. And then everything went dark with the pandemic, but I'm so grateful and blessed. I'm alive here. A lot of people did not make it that far. And so with that and everything that I have, all the energy that I have, I just keep going. And it's not easy. It's not an easy path, right? It's very subjective and it's very, very difficult. And these opportunities don't just appear out of thin air. And I'm sure you know
No,
that.
I know that completely. And you constantly have to look at the next opportunities or the next, what's the next big thing and when that door opens. And you might be thinking you're going one direction and then go another. And that's how it's interesting. Talk a little bit about acting. So, you were doing all this, but then you decided acting as well. And I saw your acting reel. It was really interesting. And so our listeners and viewers can learn about more about your acting.
Oh, I so appreciate that. I built this awesome reel because it's something that I've always had a passion for, but unfortunately, for so long, I didn't have a lot of time to really develop that. And so I've been doing a lot of amazing auditions and self-tapes. And when I was in school, I did take acting classes, and that's something that I've continued to do. And so just working on building that, building my voiceover reel as well, which has been really exciting. And so from there, just I want to do everything, Neil. I want to do everything. All right. And so I built that, and I'm in an amazing place now here in Atlanta where, I mean, it's one of the newest entertainment capitals of the world. There's so many exciting opportunities out here. Every time I see a Marvel movie and then I see, oh, filmed in Atlanta or a Marvel show. I mean, it's amazing the things that are happening. So I'm in the right spot, right? And we're just going to build from there. But yes, I've done some amazing voiceover stuff and acted in some productions as well. And it's been exciting. I just feel like, the world, what is it? As they say, the world is your apple. You got to just take a
The
bite and get
world
that.
is your oyster, and so you just want to go after it. And so, like, thinking about where you're going next, I think about when you talk about acting, you said Atlanta, the opportunities are there. What projects have you, is it more of your reel? Were they any known project? Like, were they more shorts? What were the things that you're showing?
More low key, like projects from years ago, like Death of Boxing, things like that, and smaller roles. And for me, it's about finding the time to do it and balancing it with my TV career because that's taken over so much of my life. I mean, I used to wake up at 2:45 in the morning and then get off at noon and be a zombie for the rest of the day, take a nap and feel like a semi hit me and then be barely functional. I mean, that was my life for like 6 years. And so just now, am I sleeping on a normal schedule? And so it's like, okay, let's get back into this realm, doing these auditions. And so it's just been really, really exciting. And I always keep, a positive attitude about everything. There's some people come up to me. Matter of fact, a flight attendant approached me on a plane just last week and said, Demetria, I've been told no so many times in these auditions. I've made it to the last final round and then I didn't get it. What keeps you going? How do you keep going? And I'm like, I've heard no a million times.
Yeah. So tell me more about Revolt TV and how that's, you said, has got you more the busy TV schedule.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, I mean, this one is definitely different from news, and this is an entertainment show talking about Black girl stuff, Revolt TV's newest talk show. I'm one of four co-hosts, and so yeah, I mean, we shoot all day, different kind of production schedule. But with that, we've also been doing a lot of cool entertainment things as well. I mean, interviewing tons of celebrities, which is something I've done before. But I mean, yeah, totally different shoot schedule, but super exciting, amazing project to be a part of. The creator, Monique Chenal, I've always wanted to work with her. She's a television visionary. She's been in the business for decades. And I mean, it's so exciting to be paired with her and these amazing minds at Revolt. And you can always be yourself, which is great.
So tell me specifically some of the celebrities you've interviewed.
Oh my goodness. We've done some fun stuff with Ja Rule. That's coming up. I
Cool.
can't say too much about it. We've interviewed Macy Gray. We've done some shows. I didn't directly interview him, but our girl Kennedy Rue with the Kennedy Chronicles has brought in Usher, Ludacris, and she's our entertainment reporter for the show. But this one with Ja Rule, I think people are really going to love, and that's dropping here next Tuesday. And you can always watch Revolt TV Tuesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern. So check us out. And you got to download the Revolt app because we've got all of our shows on there, past episodes as well. You're going to love it.
So where's Revolt TV is available for people? Is it more like
It's got it on cable channels, but also streaming devices as well. And if you don't have any of those, if you got a phone, we can make it happen. Like I said, download that Revolt app and you can get it there too.
what makes it different? What do you think Revolt TV makes different compared to other news
My
shows and
God,
stuff?
Revolt TV is just churning out some amazing content. I mean, one of the highest streamed shows right now, Carisha Please, is on our network. And that's Carisha, a member of the City Girls. And she has some amazing interviews. We've got Drink Champs on our network. I mean, lots of amazing stuff. But Black Girl Stuff, I mean, is a show that's catered toward millennial and Gen Z audiences. And it gives you this really unique perspective. I feel like Black women for so long have been kind of put in a box and stereotyped as being just this one way. And we have this saying at Revolt, and I think everywhere right now, the message is Black people aren't a monolith, and the show is not just for Black girls. My almost 9-year-old white Polish grandma loves the show, so you got to tune in and see because we're talking about things that our generation cares about, yours too. And so, yeah, you got to check it out. I mean, I don't want to give too much away because I think it's really exciting, but I feel that my audience, it's definitely aligned with the messages that I've always sent out, and you're always going to see what Demetria really thinks about something, no punches held.
So prep time involved for the show every week. How much work do you have to put into that?
Oh man, you put in a bunch of work, but right now, since this is a weekly show, it's nothing like, doing that crazy daily morning show grind that I know so well and new. So it's been kind of nice to be able to do other things as well. And so my schedule looks totally different than it has from the past, like I said, almost a decade now, right? So I get some breathing time now, but that's allowed me to explore some other creative opportunities as well.
So now, because of branding yourself for your show, it's got to be the opportunity in Atlanta for some big projects going to come up soon for acting. Don't you
Oh
hope?
yeah, no, I'm working on it. You got to find the right people, and there are a lot of young, talented people out there that listen to your show, and I think that they can get really discouraged by, you deal with some not the brightest characters or the most savory characters in this business, but you keep going on, have a strong sense of self, and keep pushing through. Because I've met some terrible people. We won't name any names, right? But not everybody has your best interests at heart, but you still charge through and you never give up and you keep going, right? And then once again, have a strong sense of self. Don't let anybody come in and try to completely change who you are. You'll get people like that and then really unsavory characters as well. But no, I've known people who've experienced terrible things in this business, but you keep pushing on forward, and that's me. So it's all about finding the right team, right? Because nobody does it alone, and that's something that one of my mentors has told me.
You know, and I just to finish up, I'm impressed by you. And again, you're already on your way. You've already hit that next big break, and you are going to continue to strive for more. I just can tell. And that's the thing. Where do you see yourself more acting or being a television type personality? Is
Damn,
that
I got to do it all.
close?
I didn't even tell you that I love to sing too, and I've been taking singing classes as well. Want everything.
Okay,
But
so you said you had the weird hours in television. So is one of your talents achiever? According to Gallup, one of mine is achiever. Where are you're willing to work those 14, 16-hour days to reach your goals?
oh yeah,
Wow.
oh hell yeah, that is me all the way, Neil. Okay, I don't stop. All right, the one of my favorite movies out right now, Ambulance. Jake Gyllenhaal says, "We are a locomotive. We don't stop." And that's like my line. I'm like, oh my God, I love this guy. So yeah, no, we don't stop. You just keep going, right? I feel like you've got one life to live, so you just keep churning it out. And no matter what anybody tells you, all the no's that you get, you just keep on pushing through. And so that's me all the way. So we're like in that sense, Neil.
Oh, you got to keep going. And you never know when the opportunities come. And it was really, I think you're the next big thing when it, so just keep going and you're going to the success. So everyone needs to download the Revolt TV app. And then that's where, again, you can check out yourself. And what day is your show again?
Yes, 9 p.m. Eastern Tuesdays. Yes. So check us out if you've got cable and also streaming channels as well. Roku, you can access Revolt as well. And yes, keep looking for me because we're going to revisit this interview, Neil. All right, give me a few years and we'll be like, yep, he called
No,
it.
no, no. We're going to revisit it before you know it in so many ways. I got to think about, in Atlanta, you're going to be discovered that way in acting. Trust me. I saw your reel. Looks great. And
It
so again, I told you that before. So best place to follow you. Where can we go?
Oh
Follow
my
you.
gosh, Demetria Obelor on Instagram and Twitter. Those are verified accounts. Snapchat, Demetria Obelor. My TikTok, the Demetria Obelor. I think I might be the only Demetria Obelor thus far. So it's a unique combination of names. So, just type that in, you'll find me.
All right, well, fantastic. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nils. A true pleasure. Thanks for taking the
All right,
time.
take care. All right, you're watching and listening to the Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.